Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from our beautiful studios, and I have a really special guest. The one and only James Montemagno. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing amazing. How are you, Seth?
Great. So, look, I'm a little bummed. You had tons of events called Xamarin Dev Days Live, I think it was. What was it called? Xamarin Dev Days?
Xamarin Dev Days, okay. Yep.
And it was a live event that people could attend and go and do some workshop. There was one in Redmond, and I didn't find out about it till it was too late, and I couldn't even go.
Yep.
What the heck, man?
I'm sorry. I needed to send you a direct email and get on Skype and be like, boom. So these are amazing. This year we did over 130 events all over the world. This is the map. All these little things or wherever they're at, they have occurred.
Ridiculous.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Last year we did about 25. This year we did over 130 because we work with people of the community, so developers, user group leaders, MVPs, to run these events. And it's really cool. Essentially, it's everything you need to get started building apps with Xamarin and connecting it to Azure. So a few sessions and then a hands-on workshop in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But what's different now is that we want to bring it to everybody. Yeah,
I talked to James. We were at Visual Studio Connect. We were at Connect in New York, and I was like, hey, why don't we do one of these live? And it was a selfish thing because I just wanted to go to one. You know, I'm like, if they do it in the studio, I can go to it. And we thought, hey, let's just put it on for everyone to go to.
Yeah. So it's a big virtual event that anyone all over the world can tune into, live streamed right here on Channel 9. And essentially, when you go to the Dev Days Live event page, here it is. We are going to have a bunch of different sessions. So we're going to have five sessions. So it's going to go from 9 a.m. Pacific to the afternoon about 1 p.m. So not your whole day, but you have some lunch, you can sit around and learn a bunch of stuff. So we're going to do introduction to Xamarin, talk about Xamarin Forms, cross-platform UI, connect it to Azure. We're even going to do, this is my favorite one, we're going to do a Connect 2016 for mobile developers recap.
Yep.
So what was all that new awesome stuff that mobile developers care about? But then I asked you to do something very special, never before done.
And this is the first time that we're going to do something like this, because I was like, wait, there's a lab, and the lab is always the most important part because it's something you do. And we were trying to figure out, how can we do a virtual lab? And so this is where we're going to need your help. So what's going to happen is I am going to be his only student, and we're literally going to just lab it up. We might say dumb things every once in a while just to keep things happy.
Yeah.
But we want you to follow along so that as you're actually coding this stuff, maybe put Channel 9 on a different TV and code this stuff up as if you were part of the class.
Yeah.
And then if you have any questions, you submit and be like, hey, wait, Seth, you did this thing, or James told me to do this, and it worked for Seth and not for me. We want all of those questions to come on live, and we've left enough time for it as well, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be about 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. So in that 90 minutes, we're going to go from file new, essentially, to full application written in Xamarin Forms for iOS, Android, and Windows. So we're going to go out, we're going to build an application to browse all these speakers and go to detail screens, and you're going to build it all live. Seth is going to do it all.
And I'm going to mess up all the time, which is great. But the reason why I wanted to make this video is because with any lab, you always need to have some kind of setup. So what a setup should people expect to have in order to make the lab work?
Exactly. Well, the best thing to do is when you go to the Channel 9 page, there's this little register button. It literally says register here. That's going to take you to the Dev Days page, and you can actually just click on this little register button. When you click register, you put in your email, we're going to send you all the information right before the day before the event, the hour before the event. We're going to get you everything you need, essentially, to get going, and it'll actually email you directly all the setup instructions. So normally we say if you're on a PC, we're going to focus probably what we'll do is do Android and Windows.
Awesome.
If you're on a Mac, you can use Xamarin Studio or the Visual Studio for Mac Preview. Either way, everything will work. Mm-hmm. And essentially we'll just walk through a GitHub page where you just download all the material and we'll do it live. Like we will literally go and clone the GitHub repo, start from scratch, restore NuGets, go do everything because we want it to be real as if you were with us here in the Channel 9 studio.
Absolutely.
I'm so excited.
Please follow along. And so the reason why I want to do this video is just to make sure you set up. Register today. If you haven't registered already, you're going to start to get some updates on what you need so your machine will be ready, dev ready for our awesome lab.
I'm so excited, Seth.
Pretty excited. Yep. So again, Wednesday, December 14th, is it?
Yep.
14th, started at 9 a.m. Pacific time, or wherever you are. The question always comes up afterwards, will these be available afterwards? The answer is yes on Channel 9 and the event page. So please make sure to come to this event. We want to see you, and we want you to develop mobile applications using Xamarin.
Cool. Thank you so much, Seth.
Thanks so much. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.